This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour with Coach Alfie Townsend. This is the Saving the Investor radio broadcast, and I'm your co-host, John Antonucci, and this is where we help you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be a successful investor, and if you're going to retire with confidence, you're going to need to take the emotion out of the equation so that you can stay the course towards a prudent plan that Coach Townsend is going to customize, tailor-make specifically for you and get you to the results that you desire. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155 to get your free financial MRI. And if you saved enough to retire or you're soon to be retired, you need to know with confidence if your money will last a lifetime. Alfie's going to help you achieve that. You can visit with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he'll sit down with you and examine your current plan from the inside out, make recommendations to you that are going to be beneficial to you. He's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio, going to make sure that you're diversified and allocated properly, make sure you're rebalancing, and basically he's going to answer the question that you should be asking, will my income last? 561-1155, jot that number down, give Alfie a call. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you will find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today on this broadcast, we're going to be talking about some research that's done by an independent firm called Dalbar that's going to help you understand more about portfolios. We're also going to talk about some of the hot topics today. We're just a few days away from the final presidential debate, and there's a lot of heat on with the media and a lot of things coming out just at the inopportune time. And the person that really brings balance to it and how all these things do affect the markets and affect investor strategies is sitting right next to me, and that's Coach Alfie Townsend. Coach, great to see you this beautiful morning.
Hey, good morning, John, and good morning, Southwest Florida. What a crazy week with, you know, between the market. Yeah, Friday was rebounded, but yeah, we had every other day was, or every day it was a story of Trump and one of his alleged girls from 30 years ago, 20 years ago. The fact is, that is not the issue. The issue is our economy. Yeah. The issue is so many things. You have Iran, you have, Russia, you have all these things that are happening. Our economy is growing at 1%. And, he needs to get on the topics of economy, period. That's it.
I think the media is focusing on things from, even with Bill Clinton from years ago. I mean, focusing on Trump from 30 years ago, 15 years ago. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like you said, no one's talking about the topics. What are we going to do about a slow-growing economy? And you have all the numbers in front of you. Basically, it's not growing at all. What are we going to do about people that are out of jobs? The jobs report was way down. What are we going to do to get this country moving again? Because investors, wouldn't you think, are a little bit teetering right now and a little bit concerned about either candidate getting in, and really what can they do to really fix a downward spiral?
I hear this all the time, the media saying these are the worst two candidates ever, and their numbers are the worst, for trustability, for likability. It's just everything is against these two. And they said, but this is what we voted for. This is what America voted for, is these two. So the bottom line is we have Hillary and we have Trump. We have two candidates, and a lot goes into it. Yeah, we have the Supreme Court justices. We have, that to deal with. We have really Russia. We have Iran, getting nuked up. There's a lot of things going on. And, so I'm saying all this because regardless of who gets in, the market is going to continue to do its thing. If you believe in free market, where there's always going to be goods and services being sold and bought, and that's what drives the market. And it's a world market now. It's just not a market here in the U.S. So, you have to own the market, because you cannot be heavy in the S&P 500. And then if we have a slowdown in the U.S., and then you're not capturing market returns overseas, or you're not capturing the small companies. So you have to make sure that you are positioned properly, whoever gets in. And it's not buying gold. I get so sick of, Glenn Beck's, just bashing the Republican Party, and then just touting gold. I have a couple clients called me. One from Tampa. He said, Glenn Beck called, or I was listening to Glenn Beck. He's a prominent attorney, this guy in Tampa. He's a client of mine. He calls me up and he says, Alfie, I was driving into work and Glenn Beck was talking about how the banks are going to collapse. And I said, what was he selling, gold? Well, of course he was selling gold. So the thing about it is I want to talk about gold right now. Gold is at 1250. Okay. 1250. It's nothing. And then and then there's a 25% tax on gold when you sell it if it's not in your IRA. So you got a 25% tax. With mutual funds and with stocks, you're at a 10 and 15% tax. Some of it might not be any. You have short-term capital gains, long-term capital gains. You have the tax treatment on the equities alone blow it away right there. But the other thing is diversification and long-term growth. I mean, long-term, with an equity portfolio and a good portfolio versus gold, it's like comparing. There's no comparison. There's just absolutely zero comparison. And, so they're touting things, because we're in this state that we're in, John, with the economy the way it is, with the, everyone's fighting. There's so much turmoil right now because you have two parties, but they're one party. The Republican Party, half of it, 80% of it, 80% of Republicans are backing Trump. So that means the 20% that aren't are really the establishment. And that's the whole thing, the establishment. But Trump has the establishment against him. You have the Democrats against him. You have the media against him.
Yeah, it's unreal.
I don't know how this guy can sleep at night.
It's unprecedented. And obviously, for those that are listening on this radio broadcast, there's obviously concern about what's going to happen. We are just a little over 3 weeks away from the election. And obviously, the election after the election could cause some negative downward volatility. Obviously, could happen. We don't know what's going to happen. But wouldn't you say this is a good time for people that are listening to come in and get a review with you and make sure that they are diversified properly, make sure that they're rebalancing correctly, make sure that they're in the market correctly to weather the storm? Because obviously, if there is a storm that comes, you want to be positioned properly. And a lot of people don't even know what they have or where they are in their investment strategy. And how can you help them with that?
John, that is an excellent, excellent point. During this time that we're in, and we have high deficits. So how will your portfolio handle deficits getting higher? How will it handle higher inflation? How will it handle higher interest rates? You need to understand how would it handle if we have to go into Iran and take care of business? How will it handle all these different situations? And to find that out, you really need to find out what you're holding, first of all. And we always talk about this financial MRI, and I did it last week. I said, I'm not asking you the first 5 or 10 callers to call me. I'm just saying, call me if you have a concern.
Right.
Call me if you have a concern. And I want you to, I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to say first 5 callers, 10 callers. I'm not playing that game. What I'm telling you is you call me if you have a concern. If you saved enough for in your retirement and you have a concern and you say, I would like to know what my fees are. I would like to know what I have. If the things that you're talking about, Alfie, do happen, then how will my portfolio react? You want to know how your portfolio is going to react. And that's what we call the financial MRI. We have to dissect what you have from the inside out in order to find out what's going on inside, you have to have a financial MRI so you can say, I can see where I need to make some changes there. Or I can see that I could lose 30% of my account if this happens. So before it happens, you want to do it before things happen.
Proactive.
I'm not here to scare you. That's why you go to the doctor once a year for checkups to find out what's going on and to make sure that, you have a baseline, number one. And that things are okay. It's the same thing with a portfolio. You have to make sure that you have your accounts in order. And do you have a plan? Do you have an income plan? What happens when one of the spouses pass away? Do you know what you're going to lose? Do you know what your income's going to be? And a lot of times people do not know. So let's talk about that on the other side of this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. And you want to treat your wealth exactly like your health. You want a second opinion, especially in these uncertain times with the election, things happening over in the Middle East, many uncertain things that could affect the markets and could cause some negative volatility. You want to make sure that you're positioned properly, that you're properly diversified and allocated, making sure that you're rebalancing correctly. And the person that's going to help you make sure of all that and tell you if you're setting a course towards retirement so that you can have peace of mind is Coach Alfie Townsend. Give him a call, 561-1155. You can schedule your free financial MRI by meeting with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and that will expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio, going to tell you if you're diversified enough, allocated properly, and make sure that you have enough money to outlast you. The goal is that you would not go back to work, that once you retire, you'll stay retired. And Coach Alfie Townsend's job is to keep you retired. 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. And before the break, we were talking with the coach about the uncertain times. Obviously, we're just over 3 weeks from the election. And obviously, whoever gets in could cause some rumbling through the markets. And people really need to know if there's a perfect storm, if they're diversified correctly or if they're invested properly, and you're able to really get inside their portfolio to see exactly how they're positioned and what their holdings are, and if it's good enough to be able to weather that storm, aren't you?
Especially, John, a lot of times people come in and they have, we always talk about this one asset class, large cap companies, which is the S&P 500. But let's talk about, you know, people that have a lot of energy companies and bank stocks. You know, just think if you had a lot of Wells Fargo bank stocks.
Huh, okay. After this past week, right?
Yeah. So something happened unexpectedly. That's why it is impossible to time the market. You cannot time the market. You had these employees that were being told what to do, how to, you know, sell these accounts and open up accounts without the knowledge of the client. And all of a sudden they find out the CEO steps down, he retires. The shares tumble. So you have, if you were heavy in that Wells Fargo, you know, I think second largest bank, if you were heavy in that, then what happens? Your account goes down 30% overnight. That's the way a lot of people's portfolios are positioned, John, that they're not diversified. People think, I'm diversified. I got 50 companies. I got 20 companies. That's not diversification. You can have all the same holding, type of holdings, large cap, small cap. So what you have to do is find out what you have, come in. That's what the financial MRI is all about. I do want to mention, we do have a workshop next Tuesday. That's going to be at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse, and that's the 18th at 6 o'clock. So you have to call to see if you qualify. It's not for everybody. It's for people that are retired or soon to be retired. So you would give us a call and ask to speak to Mary. And Mary will give you a call back and, you know, ask some questions there and just really see if this is for you. But it is limited. We do have a few seats available. That's true. We only have a few seats available. It's at a restaurant. It's at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. But give us a call at 561-1155. Of course, that's area code 239. That's 561-1155. And see, talk to Mary. Just ask for Mary and say, Mary, I'd like to go to Alfie's. And it's really Craig Wolf also. Craig Wolf is a veteran TV anchor that was with NBC for many years locally. A lot of people know. And, he's going to be the one asking me questions. He's going to be like the Tom Brokaw out there asking me questions about the market, about world affairs. And we're going to have a good discussion up there. It's a great workshop. People that go to these workshops, they really enjoy them because they said, you weren't selling anything over there. I go to these workshops. All they do is they talk about annuities or they're bashing the market. They're doing this. No, we're going to talk about solutions. We're going to talk about what we do and what we do different. And the main thing, John, I think what we do different is we put people in position to understand what they have. Most people are clueless when it comes to what they have. It's not their fault. It's their advisors and advise them on everything. Oh, we'll take care of it. No, you need to know. And I want our clients to understand what they have, why we're doing what we're doing. And the reason why we're doing it is to reduce volatility, increase returns. That's what we do. We're trying to reduce volatility, increase returns using math and science to the fullest. And sometimes we will put in some contractual guarantees for income. If you have a pension or you don't have a pension, you say, Alfie, I do want some of my money protected for income, then we're going to do that. I was showing this. Now, this is interesting, John. I had a client that came in yesterday and I was delivering. They came in to pick up their annuity and also to go through their portfolio that we put together. See, here, we don't just say annuities aren't good. Portfolios are the only thing to have, or annuities are awful. Portfolios are good. What we do as a certified financial planner, I have to understand everything. I have to understand how insurance products work, how contractual guarantee products work, how the market works. And I explain that. And some of our clients are just 100% in the market. Some of them are a little bit in the annuities, some in the market, and some have just annuities because they do not understand the market and never will and never want to. Okay, but this particular one, I said, look, you put in this certain amount of money, and in 6 years, we're going to take this income out, and this is what your income is going to be. And now this is important. This is a good story because, so these two came in, and he has a cigar. Well, I won't tell you what he does for a living because anyway, they came in, and they said, okay, Alfie, put an income plan together for me, and we did. So I was showing them that their income, what it was going to be in 6 years from now, And then I used the rule of thumb, the 4% rule of thumb. So think about this, everyone, the rule of thumb is take 4% of your portfolio and you're going to be just fine. But that was when interest rates were higher and things are a little bit different now. So the new rule of thumb by the so-called experts are really under right at 3%, a little bit less than 3%. So you have $1 million, you're talking about only $30,000 to take out. So at 4%, you'd be taking out, $40,000. But anyway, I said, let's say if this was in the market and this is the income that you're getting, let's see what you would have had to make in your account, John, to take out 4% of what this thing's giving you in 6 years. Okay. Now they have money invested in the market with me too, but this is just their contractual money that they wanted. It was 11.14%. They would have to make in their portfolio in the next six years consistently. Wow. 11.14 to get the income that they're getting from a guaranteed product. So again, I don't, and that's the great thing about us. We're not just saying, hey, you've got to have this. The markets, no, we're going to utilize the best of both worlds. If we, in some cases, sometimes we just use the market.
That's it. That's why you need a financial coach on your side. Give Alfie a call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. We're going to continue talking with the coach right on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak here, joined by Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend. You've heard him on the air before. He's with Advantage Retirement Group. And Alfie, I wanted to start today with retirement. You know, as I look to my future, really, it's not all about just saving and hoarding as much money you can, is it? It's about planning, right?
You're right, Trey. There's two parts of planning. You have the accumulation phase, that's when you're working. And then you have the harvesting phase. That means you have to take money from the money that you saved. And that's the critical part of retirement. That's what we do here at the Advantage Retirement Group. We will put a written income plan in place for you.
And this is a great point. So if you're getting near retirement, even if you're a young professional like myself, if you're looking toward the future, call Alfie Townsend today. Even if you are retired, he can help you. He's a certified financial planner. He's got offices in Fort Myers and Naples. Alfie Townsend, give him a call today. 561-1155. 561-1155.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155, 561-1155. Jot that number down. You want to treat your wealth exactly like your health. You want to get a second opinion. You want a second set of eyes to make sure you're setting a course towards retirement with peace of mind. And Alfie Townsend can help you with that. Call him and meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. Or you can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie and his company and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And, you know, Coach, the media obviously is slanted in many different ways. Obviously, we see that with the election today. And obviously, the media can have an effect on people and how they continue to either stay in the market or pull out of the market, or really how they invest. Really, they're listening to things that really aren't true a lot of times, because the market has stood the test of time. And a lot of people are moving based on fear. And I know you don't recommend that fear is a good indicator of how to set a course towards retirement. But how do you alleviate that and deal with those issues, especially with a news system that it's 24/7 today?
Yeah, it is. News is 24/7. You have it on your phone. You have it everywhere. It's on your phone. It's on TV, on your radio. It's everywhere, and it's inundated. You get these instant updates, and it's harder right now than ever before to stay prudent with your retirement, because the fact that you're nervous. You hear things, you want to just, we got to make a change. I just heard this. And the thing about it is, the people that are telling you all this, most of the time, John, they're selling something. Okay, they're telling you this bad news for a reason. One person, Harry Dent, he's the number one prognosticator out there. Him and Peter Schiff, which is, you know, sells gold. And the thing about it is, they're selling something. Peter Schiff sells gold, and Harry Dent, he writes books, and, you know, he's in businesses too with gold and other entities. But when you have people telling you this, you have to sit back and say, okay, what is their motive? Why are they telling me this? Why, you know, if they knew what was going to happen, why would they tell anybody?
Right.
Okay. So think about this, listeners. If you knew what the lottery number was going to be tomorrow, why would you let everybody know what the lottery number is going to be? You would keep it for yourself.
Sure.
And make all the money yourself. When you let everybody know, it's going to water it down to nothing. Same thing with, if I knew what next year was going to bring in the market, why would I tell any of my clients? Okay, I would just take all my money myself, invest, and not tell anybody, because I don't want anybody to know it, because then my clients are going to tell their clients, and then it becomes no one knows. And anybody that thinks they know or says they know, it's absolutely, you want to run as far away from them as possible, because they don't know.
Right.
That's the same thing with the Wells Fargo Bank. Wells Fargo Bank, they didn't know, you know, the investors didn't know what the employees were doing. And by them doing that, it brought down the shares drastically. So all these shareholders now are paying the consequences for inside information on inside things that they didn't even know was happening. And that's why you have to have a well-diversified portfolio and not be heavy any one asset classes or any one company, period.
Right. Well, that's important to know, and that's why you want a financial strategist on your side. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. He'll offer you a free financial MRI. You can jot that number down, call him today or during the week, with whatever is more convenient for you. He has two beautiful offices, Fort Myers or Naples. Again, that's 561-1155, where he will examine your portfolio from the inside out, expose all the hidden fees, make sure you're diversified and allocated correctly, make sure that you're rebalanced, and make sure that you're setting a course towards retirement with peace of mind so that you don't have to go back to work. You can stay retired. Alfie also has a great event happening this Tuesday, October 18th at 6 p.m. at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse. He's going to be there with Craig Wolf, and it's how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. And if you want to find out, there's only a couple of seats available for that event. It's a free dinner, and you can find out if you qualify for that event by calling 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Ask about the Ruth Chris event this Tuesday night at 6 p.m. October 16th. You also can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com, where you're going to find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. There's also a media tab there if you look up on your top right. And if you click on that, many of the topics that we discuss here on the Saving the Investor radio broadcast, you can actually watch a 30-minute segment right on your smart device. And if you want to find out about rebalancing the markets, how he plans to get you invested properly, take a look at that. It's absolutely free. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you saved enough to retire or already retired, give Alfie a call, because you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth exactly like your health. You want to get a second opinion. You wouldn't just take one doctor's diagnosis as gospel. You want to get a second opinion and make sure that you are properly diversified and allocated, that you're not spending too much on hidden fees. Alfie will expose them for you. And he'll answer the question you should be asking, and that is, will my income outlast me? You want to make sure that once you retire, you're not going to go back to work. We're living longer. If you retire in your mid-60s, you could possibly live well into your 90s, and you could actually be retired longer in some cases than you actually were employed. So you want to make sure that you have the right positions and the right portfolio and the right strategy for you and your current situation. Alfie takes that all into account, and that's why you want a financial MRI. It's absolutely free. Meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two convenient offices. Give him a call at 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you will find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we're talking today about, obviously, a lot of the tensions and a lot of the uncertainties with the election and the markets and different things that are reacting. Obviously, job numbers are down. The interest rates were not raised recently as expected. A lot of things that are happening. And it's so important that your portfolio is tested. And there is a research company called Dalbar that I know you want to talk about, Coach, that really is an independent firm that makes sure that people their portfolios are tested, or actually you can get the results of each portfolio based upon their test, can't you?
Well, yeah, that's very important. But what the Dalbar research does is it takes behavior, and that's a big indicator of people's returns a lot of times. So I want to show you a couple figures, and this is just in the first 6 months of the year. So from January to June, these are some of the returns. Now, remember, what did we have during that time? We had the Brexit. We also had a big downturn in January when the market first came out. You know, a new market, new year. Market was plummeting for a good, gosh, it seemed like it was 5 weeks in a row. And it dropped, I think it did drop about 10%. So that is called a correction, a 10%, but it made it back. The thing about it is this, the sad part is people's emotion got in the way, and they sold out when it was in the 16,000s. you know, when the Dow was at 16,000. So they sold out. Why did they sell out? Because they did not want to experience another 2008, and it was dropping so fast. Their emotion, you know, they said, I'm not going to take this again. I'm not going to lose half my money. And then that happened. So that's why you have to have a portfolio that you understand. We can show you what our portfolios have did in 2008. That's what you wanted. You want to look at, that's almost like a 99% probability, because you have standard deviation measures your volatility. And most people, most portfolios use what we call two standard deviation. There's three. And it's 95% probability. So it's a 95% probability what your portfolio is going to do during those, you know, during times. And but we can show you what it did during 2000, 2001, 2002, what it did in the 90s. And that's nice to have a portfolio that's been tested, GIPS audited. And that's important, GIPS audited. So you can talk to your advisor and say, what did your portfolio do in 1993, 1994, 1995. Oh, well, you know, we only had these portfolios a few years, so we can back test them. Back testing does not work. Back testing is taking, oh, if we would have had this, this is what it would have done, because how do you know you would have been in that back then?
Well, that's important. I mean, even what you said about volatility, measuring it. I mean, you know, before I knew you, obviously I worked for companies up in the Northeast for many years. They told me what I should be in based upon my age. Nobody measured my volatility or my risk factor or what I felt. Is that common today where advisors are doing that, measuring people? Or is that something that a lot of our listeners may say, hey, I never had my risk factor checked. I don't know if I'm in the right risk for my desired effect.
Well, most people, John, are taking more risks than they really want to take, because they think that they're in the right portfolio, but they don't realize how low it can go. So that's one of the things we want to show you. And what the Dalbar research is, it's just a company that does behavioral investing analysis. So what happens is, you know, what happens when the market goes down? So let's show you some of these figures. And this is just midterm. You know, this is up until 6 months ago. And by showing you that, you're going to say, gosh, man, that's not too good. So the S&P was down for the first 6 months of the year. The S&P was down 1.38. Okay. Now this is the return for 15. Let's do it this way. For the first 6 months of the year, the S&P was up 3.84. Okay, 3.84. Your aggressive bonds were up over 5. The fixed income was up 3.85. The average asset allocation fund investor was up 3%. But the average equity fund investor was only up 1%, 1.11. So it was 25%. So they were down 75% of what the S&P did. 25%. They were down 75% of what the S&P did.
Right. Plus, they could have hidden fees in there that could really bring that to a flat number.
Absolutely. We're not even talking about that. And why were they down? Because they panicked and they sold. They got out. Something happened to make them sell. Now, what's making them do that? That's the thing we want to get down to. What is making the investor behave the way they behave? And I think one of the main reasons is that their advisors are not coaching them and do not have, you know, I'm not talking about these annual or quarterly sessions where they show them charts and graphs. What we do, John, we bring our clients in as a group and we have discussions. We have wine and cheese, and then I go and take questions, and then we have, you know, I go up into the front and show them some different presentations regarding their portfolio, regarding their income plan. And people can have a conversation with other people, and they feel, as a group, they feel better than just one-on-one.
Right.
And it's the way that we do our coaching classes is our clients. Only our clients, they come. And so that's a great thing. So if you can, the Dalbar research, that goes back, John, that goes back for years, and they... And back in 08, they did Dalbar research on advisors, and they found out that advisors were almost as bad as the investor, telling their clients to get out during these times and during the times as it was falling. Let's get out. And they panicked.
Sure. Yeah, well, when you get to, you know, 18,000 like we are, and you're at all-time highs, you have people saying, well, it's got to go south. Well, why does it have to go south? Why can't it go to 20,000 or 21,000? I mean, you know, it's the mentality of, you know, what can possibly go wrong will go wrong. And you have to change that, obviously, to be able to stay the course. Because obviously, you know, when it was at 8,000, if people stayed out of the market, where would they be today? They would have missed the whole upward turn.
That's right. So, you know, when you have in 18,000, John, that's 30 companies.
Right.
That's the Dow Jones. That's 30 companies. We have 16,000 different holdings in our portfolio. 16,000. Okay. So we're talking 30 companies. The S&P 500 is 500. Okay. Then you have, you know, NASDAQ. Typically, the QQQ is 100 companies, a small cap. So you have different ones that only represents a small fraction of what the actual market is. And that's not even taking consideration your fixed account, which are your bonds, and then your international companies. And that's what international is, emerging markets. And, you know, you hear bad news about Europe and things like that, but there's some fantastic companies that, you know, they don't own every company in Europe, our fund manager. What they're going to do is they're going to buy the companies that they want over there, but they're in 45 different countries. And that's where returns come from. It's not the fund manager. Our fund manager says, look, it's not me that makes the returns. It's the market makes the returns, but you have to own the market. So returns come from owning the market. If you're not owning the market, you're not getting market returns. You might be getting S&P returns or Dow Jones returns, but you're not owning the market. And that's what you have to do during times like this, because you don't know. Like one of my good friends said, Coach Alex, he says, Alfie, when returns come, they come fast.
Right.
And if you're not in it, when it comes, you can be out of it. We used to show this thing, John, if you were out of the market for a certain time period, just, you know, like a few days, and you didn't get those returns, what it does to your average return since you've held that portfolio. If you were out during a run, what it does to that average return, it devastates it. So you have to be in it. And you have to have it rebalance. And that's what we do. We do aggressive rebalancing. Like this week, there was a lot of rebalancing going on because the market stunk this week. It was, you know, Friday, you know, had a decent rebound. But overall, it was down for the week. So they were buying. So when it comes back fast.
Yeah, well, that's why you want a financial coach on your side. And you want somebody that's going to be a second set of eyes. You want to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion. Give Alfie a call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here. But you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9 right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. The phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155, 561-1155. Jot that number down. Meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll give you a free MRI, and that will expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio, show you if you're taking undue risk, show you if you're allocated and diversified properly, and answer the question, will your income last? 561-1155. Also, he does have a couple of seats left for an event on Tuesday evening. Thanksgiving, October 18th. It's going to be at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse at 6 p.m. Has a couple seats. And if you want to find out if you qualify, give him a call, 561-1155. He's going to be there with Craig Wolf, and they're going to be talking and discussing how the world affairs affect your financial affairs, especially just a few weeks before this major election, this pivotal election in our nation. You want to find out how those type of things will affect your portfolio. And, you know, Coach, you do have really good information at those events that really show people how, if, you know, China did something, or if there was some type of attack. When we know with Iran, we've already fired some missiles over there at Yemen, very hotbed there with Russia, how these things would affect their portfolio. And you actually can show them if they were to happen. Basically, it's a stress test on there that will show them how their current portfolio will react and how yours will react to it. And that will really give them peace of mind to know, am I really hedged properly and invested properly so that if there is a downturn, it's not going to wipe out my savings?
You know, the worst thing I see, John, is people, you know, when they come in and they, and this is, you know, the thing about it that I want to explain. Yes, I do the, you know, our team over here will do the financial MRI. And we're going to put a plan together for you. You know, most people, I have a good friend in Cincinnati that charges $2,000 a plan. He will not look at your account unless you're going to, you know, he'll put a plan together. He'll analyze everything and he puts a plan, but he charges $2,000. And the reason he can do that, because he's a CFP. I'm a CFP.
Right.
Okay. I'm doing pretty much the same thing he's doing, but I'm not charging.
Right.
Okay. So you're getting value to what we do here. And I'm not charging. It's important. Our show is called Saving the Investor, and that's what we want to do. And we're not going to be able to save everyone. We're not going to do business with everyone that walks in this, you know. But the main thing about it is, if you walk in and we don't do business, you're going to know what your situation is, and at least you'll know. And that's the important thing, is to know. And like John always said, get a second set of eyes just to look at what you currently have to see if it is what your advisor says it is. And with the materials that we use, the software that we use, it does. It will show what you currently have. It will show you different situations where if this happens, most likely this is what would happen to your portfolio. You know, and this was put together by MIT graduates, and what they, and now, you know, the banks started using them back in 08 to test stress the bank sovereignty. So the thing about it is this: you have to find out, if certain situations happen, you know, how is it going to perform? And that's what you want to do. You want to know how it performs, because if you don't, then you're going to take, emotion's going to get in the way, and then it's going to be a devastation. You know, the one thing about when, once you retire, the last thing you want to do, and I tell my clients, I say it in the book that's coming out this year, is not to have to go back to work. If you want to go back to work, it's your choice, because you're driving your wife crazy. You want to go back to work, or you want to...
I'd rather be on a golf course for 4 hours than work.
That's right. Hey, I have some... We have good friends that we play golf with on Saturday. Today we'll be seeing them. And, you know, he has a great pension from New Jersey. Oh, yeah. and his wife still works. And the thing about it is, you know, he works as a starter. He's a starter.
Starter, and he works at you know, some of the ball games and different things like that.
Yeah, so, you know, he does it because he loves baseball and loves golf. So he gets free golf and gets into free baseball games. So, you know, he keeps himself busy. The main thing is to be able to do that because you want to do it, not because you have to do it. That's a different story.
Right.
That's a different story. And these days, the pensions are getting harder and harder to come by. So you want to be able to have a pension. You know, we're going to put a plan together for you that shows you that, hey, this is why we're using some of these, you know, this solution to give you that income. We want a solution for that income. Some of it might be guaranteed. Some of you might say, you know what, I have a pension. I don't need any of it guaranteed. I want just a portfolio that I can understand that is sound, that can get market returns, and I'm not taking unnecessary risk. And that's the whole thing about what we do, is we don't want to give you unnecessary risk. There's always going to be risk, John, if you don't want volatility, we're going to have to put you in something that has no volatility, and we have that, okay? Yeah. But if you say, I'm willing to take volatility, the key is do not take unnecessary volatility to get the return that you're getting. And that's what that financial MRI is finding out if you're taking unnecessary risk for the return that you're currently getting. And a lot of times, John, people, you know, what they're most blown away is, the fees that I show them. When I come back and I show, look, did you know you're paying for this fund $2,500? Well, no, it's not on the statement. Well, no, it's not on a statement because it's embedded in there. That's called a hidden fee.
Yeah, and you expose that.
What?
And that's important to have hidden fees exposed because that can eat up your returns. That's why you want a second opinion. You want to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second set of eyes. Meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices. He'll sit down with you and examine what you have, tell you if you're on course to retire with peace of mind. Give him a call at 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak here, joined by Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie, you know, I get these statements. I know that I have fees, but I can't ever see them in the statements. I would ask you, for someone listening right now, how can they find out about these fees they can't see?
Trey, that's a great question. Is fees are invisible. You can't see them. That's why they're called hidden fees. We have a program that will extract those fees out of your portfolios and show it to you. And that's what will rob you of your return. Some of these fees, Trey, are between 2% and 4% per year that you do not see.
And as Alfie has just laid out, I mean, those are huge numbers at the end of the day when you begin to tally them up. Give Alfie a call today so you can stay retired or plan for your future if you are near it. He's with Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. He's at 561-1155, 561-1155. Give Alfie a call today.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155, 561-1155. You can meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples and he'll examine your portfolio, give you a free financial MRI. Make sure you're setting a course towards retirement with peace of mind. Also, too, want to invite you out. He does have a couple of seats left for a very special event Tuesday night, October 18th at 6 p.m. Call and see if you qualify for that event, 561-1155. He's going to be at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse. You're going to get a great meal, a great steak, and he's going to be there with Craig Wolf, who used to be the co-host of the NBC2 News, and they're going to be talking about how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. You want to be a part of that, especially as we go into the election just over 3 weeks away. You want to find out if your portfolio is able to handle any downward turn or any market volatility that may happen after that election. You want to be positioned correctly, want to know that you're stress tested and that you're rebalancing correctly. And coach, you know, rebalancing is a very, very important part of the process, and we don't talk about it enough, but you rebalance differently than most people rebalance, because if they rebalance and buy new things in their own portfolio, most times they have to pay a buy and sell, obviously, to get those things. But you're doing with new money coming in, and you're rebalancing people to keep them pretty much at the rate of what they want to be in their portfolio. So if they want 80% equity and 20% bonds, if they're not rebalancing, they could get out of balance, and that can affect their returns, can't it?
Absolutely. So, yeah, what we do, John, with new money is always coming into the funds. So with that new money that comes into the fund, we're able to take that money and buy what went down that day. If, you know, if we have to sell things because they went up too high, we'll do that. But the main thing is our funds have right at a 10% turnover ratio, which is unheard of with all the rebalancing going on. The average fund with Morningstar, it's 70%, and that's what drives up the cost. Remember, we're talking about institutional investing opposed to retail. To do what we do for you would be so hard for you to have to sit by your computer all the time, and you would have to take money from another account and buy what went down and continue doing that and continue doing that. And the thing about it,
and that's impossible for the average investor, isn't it?
Most people do not have the the time to do what we can do for them.
Or the discipline, right?
The discipline. And the discipline's the most important thing. You know, I'm still looking at some of these poor decisions that people make because it's so hard for them to make a good decision these days when we're inundated, like you said, 24-hour news, 24-hour cable channels and texting, and your phone is beeping all the time telling you, you know, this thing happened almost before it happens. It's crazy. But if we can, you know, you have this investor behavior, and there's so many, you know, there's so many different things, the loss aversion, which expected to find high returns with low risk. You have narrow framing, which is making decisions without considering all implications. So you have all these, there's 12 of them. I'm not going to go through all of them. You know, that's another whole nother show, but there's so many of them. There's regrets. There's a media response, optimism, you know, and then you have optimism and then pessimism, you know, because you have, you're pessimistic because you have, you know, you were optimistic, you bought the stock and then it went down and then you sold it because you're pessimistic about what you were just optimistic about. It's a
crazy,
it's a roller coaster. And what we're trying to do here at Saving the Investor at our company, the Advanced Retirement Group, we want to take the emotion out of investing, and we can show you how to do it by putting a solid plan in place. So give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Like John, talk about the Ruth Chrysalis, and we only have a little bit of time left. John's going to talk this, but we'll see you and talk to you next week.
All righty. Well, if you want to find out about a special event, October 18th, this coming Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., Alfie does have a couple of seats available for that. You're going to get a great dinner at Ruth Chris. You can't beat their steaks. And basically, you're going to find out how the world affairs will affect your financial affairs. He's going to be there with Craig Wolf, and they talk about a lot of different scenarios. If this were to happen or that were to happen, or really what keeps you up at night, whatever's keeping you up at night, worrying you, concerns that you have, and how that's going to affect your retirement or your portfolio, you're going to want to be a part of this event. You need to call and see if you qualify for it. Only a couple of seats left, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you can't make it out Tuesday night, you could still meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. And what he wants to do is sit down with you, examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to expose all the hidden fees that are there that could be eating up your returns each and every year. He's going to make sure that you're diversified, that you're allocated properly, that you're rebalancing correctly. And really, he's going to answer the question you should be asking as a smart investor. And that is, will my income outlast me? I don't want to have to go back to work. I don't think you do when you retire. And you need to have those answers, those questions answered right now. And if you're retired or soon to be retired and you've saved enough towards retirement, you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Give Alfie a call. He'll be a second set of eyes, a second opinion. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples, or you can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you will find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And as always, it's always a pleasure coming into your living room or your vehicle. Until next time, stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.